Yeah, no, I feel that the vibes of people going online to order a giant baby bell are reminiscent to me of the vibe I saw yesterday of a 17-year-old boy in Edinburgh getting his mum to take a picture of him next to like an 8-foot-high poster of Giles Brandreth, which I found to be a deeply unsettling. I'm like, why does this teenage boy even know who Giles Brandreth is?
I was going to say, that is a really, really unusual knowledge profile.
And to be having a photo, oh, please, mummy, but one photo with the enlarged Brandreth. Oh, I would.
Did he necessarily know that that's who it was? Did you hear him say?
Well, he just like saw the picture and was like, get a load of this guy.
I want a picture with the Brandreth.
Give me the Brandreth.
Yeah.
Mother, there is one thing I came to this festival for, and it is a picture with the giant poster of Giles Brandreth. I've told you before, I don't want a picture with the real Brandreth. I want a picture with the poster. Yeah.
You made him sound like Keats. This is what Keats sounded like just before he got consumption. That's what he was up to.
Are there any recordings of Keats? Did he live long enough to... No. Okay.
He died before there was such a thing.
Because sort of like late 19th century, you start getting into the territory of some...
Yeah, that's true.
Because there are some recordings of people you would have thought were dead before that were possible.
Keats's podcast would have gone. That's my...
Yeah, it would have done.
That's my opinion. Done. All right, should we talk...
Him and Yeats.
Shall we talk about the episode?
We should, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a banger episode, which means there's not that much to say about it.
Which means there's not that much to say, but we do have to follow our... Follow our rules and at least describe what is happening. We've got to sing for our suppers, Milo. That's something we've got to do. If we want to keep ourselves in giant baby bells, then we've got to describe what happens in this episode.
Yeah. So basically, Kenny Rogers Chicken Roasters has moved in opposite Jerry and Kramer's apartment building. And it is casting a sort of devilish red glow into Kramer's apartment. Now, you will remember this from the memes, the Seinfeld memes, where it's, you know, Kramer in his red apartment and Jerry going, what's going on in there? Much hilarity it would be made.
I did a nice little cheap gag about this, about just this very meme the other day when they changed the Twitter logo to the big X and it was like huge and glowing. And I was like, I bet if you live across from there, it would be like living across from the roaster sign. I was happy with that.
Yeah.
I was happy with that. Okay, so what is everyone up to? What is Costanza doing? Hello, Costanza.
Hello, little Costanza.
Hello, little Costanza. What are you doing today?
Costanza's plot line is intimately intertwined with Elaine's because... He bumps into Elaine or goes shopping with Elaine. Either way, she's shopping like on her lunch break and she's just putting all of this stuff on the company account, the Peterman account, because she erroneously believes that because she's the president of the company, she can just run anything through the expense account. Now, fortunately, you... Anyway, she...
oh, goodness me, what an incredible drive-by. Is this a bonus?
I don't actually know if it's a bonus or not.
Oh, no, it is, because the one that we did with Grace was free. So this is a bonus. You can say what you like. Let's go.
Is the one with Grace a free?
I think so, because the one with Taco was a bonus, because the one with Grace
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're working really, really ahead. That's why I'm confused. Yeah. So, what was I going to say? You're about to execute
an incredible drive-by is what you're about to do.
The shop assistant, who's kind of cute, says that George looks good in this sable hat. So he convinces Elaine to put it on the company card for him. And then he arranges a date with this woman. And in the interstitial period, George tells us about how he's got this theory about how women find him annoying to start with, but as long as he can drag it out to a third date, they begin to like him, like an advert jingle that gets stuck in your head.
I think this is an observable phenomenon, actually.
I actually also agree with this.
Yeah, I've definitely seen this. I've definitely seen this in the wild with advert jingles as well as with potential romantic partners.
Yeah, I mean, look, washing machines live longer with Calgon. It's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's my favourite one?
More information, I don't know. You've got a water softener.
Auto glass repair, auto glass replace is my favourite.
Oh, yeah. Gavin from Auto Glass.
And in fact, until quite recently, I don't know why I stopped doing this. I used to if I was like doing any kind of piece of like DIY around or anything kind of around the house, I would sing to myself, Phoebe Repair, Phoebe Replace.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
I suppose it's because I've replaced that with the Inspector Phoebe song, which is
which can
also work with doing anything technological as well. So
Inspector Phoebe is fun.
Yeah,
you know, no one can really quite say what the concept or pun there is, but it's enjoyable.
Oh no, there's no pun. There's no pun at all. I was talking about this the other day. I was trying to explain my fondness for putting my own name in songs, and because people assume that this must be like a kind of throwover from my childhood. It is not. This is something from school.
Who doesn't love doing it? If you can pick up a melody and you can work with words, it's always enjoyable. Yeah.
Also, I think it makes the most sense and it's the most fun to do if it's not actually like a pun at all. When I was at school, we were on, you know, one of those like very, very, very long coach trips, those like school trip coach trips, where like you think there is a possibility I'm never going to exit this coach. There's a possibility that someone's going to die, but because like no one dies on the coach.
Yeah.
So our teachers will just kind of go into sort of abject denial about it, and we'll just be like kind of driving around northern France with a dead body on board. That's what's going to happen on this fucking coach.
Yeah, of course.
And everyone was kind of in their sort of weird kind of animalistic kind of people were kind of snacking, clawing at the gauze curtains over the windows after kind of.
That's a very poetic image there, clawing at the gauze curtains.
Well, I am a writer, Milo.
Northern France, translucent in the haze of the coach trip gauze curtain.
Yeah, with these kind of